Happy Mother's Day weekend to all you mothers out there, and a big shout out to the one in Kansas. Many blessings upon you and your vocation as a mother. This month of May is dedicated to the Blessed Virgin Mary. And this last Sunday at First Holy Communion, we crowned her, as you see the beautiful crown on her, with the school children and CCD children and homeschool children as well. So I'd encourage each of you to crown her in your own homes as well, to honor her as Christ honored her. As mentioned before, I think in a homily, perhaps the most beautiful and consoling image of our Lord, I think, is that of the Good Shepherd. That's probably the most popular psalm, I would say. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. We hear that, you know, especially at funerals. And there's something very consoling. Our Lord uses this image for himself in the gospel and what this day is about. The people of the time would have been familiar with this image for shepherds, because there was lots of people who were indeed shepherds. They were all around in the pastoral land of Judea. Also, though, they would have been familiar image from the Old Testament. There's many Old Testament prophecies where it talks about the Messiah being the good shepherd who feeds and rules and governs God's people, often abandoned and scattered. As we know, a shepherd gathers his abandoned and scattered flock, as we recall from the Old Testament, because of the exiles and captivities, the tribes were lost. Now the good shepherd comes to gather his sheep into one fold. The early Christians had a special affection for the image of the Good Shepherd. This was seen, and it was left in countless testimonies of it in the catacombs and on many well-known ancient buildings through murals and gravestone etchings, mosaics, and sculptures. In the Good Shepherd, we see our Savior's merciful tenderness. He calls each by name, and he leads them. The sheep follow because they know his voice. You can put many sheep together from different shepherds, and then when the shepherd wants his sheep back, he can gently sing a little song, and only his sheep will come. The sheep recognizes his voice. This doesn't work with hound dogs. Hound dogs go to everyone else except the shepherd. Another tender aspect of a good shepherd is that he will leave the flock and search for one who is lost. And then when found, he doesn't scold it or kick it, but gently puts it on his shoulders for the return journey back to the flock. Our Lord did precisely that. While we were lost in sin, he went out to search for us and gently calls us back through the sacrament of reconciliation. Moreover, he provides verdant pastures for us to graze in the Blessed Sacrament, laying down his life so that we may live, feeding us and nourishing us and giving us strength like a shepherd would. This image he passes on to the church. And the last appearance of our Lord before the ascension, our Lord makes Peter the shepherd of his flock. In Peter, we hear the Lord's voice. We receive nourishment and safety. We are in the one flock. The Pope is the successor of Saint Peter. And it is the church that is the flock of the Lord. In the church, we find safety against the tides of the world. On the note of safety, a bishop, from the Pope, on down, have a staff that they carry around. It's called a crozier. It is a shepherd's staff. It looks like a hook, doesn't it? That hook is used to ward off the enemy, those who want to devour the sheep. A bishop, a pope, a priest, a father have a duty to protect their sheep. If he does not, Scripture has some sharp words for bad shepherds. We hear in the book of Zechariah, "Woe to the worthless shepherd who deserts the flock. May a sword strike his arm and his right eye. May his arm be completely withered and his right hand utterly blinded." Those are some sharp words there and in other places of Scripture as well. A shepherd must always warn his flock of dangers, go out and protect them by driving the wolves away with the truth. If he does not, he is not a shepherd of the Lord, and the wolves will lead the sheep astray. As your shepherd, I come to warn you of wolves prowling around, looking to devour you. I do it for your sake, so you will not be lost. St. Paul the Sixth, now St. Paul the Sixth, tried to do it in 1968. In that year, he released the beautiful encyclical Humana Vitae on human life, which condemned the use of contraception in all its forms. Things of the day, condoms, the pills, sterilizations, vasectomies, hysterectomies so as not to conceive, tubal ligation, and things not thought of yet, IUD, RU486. Contraception is wrong and sinful because it cuts off from the very meaning of what marriage is about, what love is about, to be fruitful. Love is fruitful. Love is going out. Love is about the other. He condemns it because if it was allowed, there would be a rise in fornication and adultery. The divorce rate would skyrocket. Women would be treated like objects and degraded. Pornography of all kinds would consume society. Sins which cry out to heaven will show themselves, such as abortion. We just put up the pro-life crosses, outside every single day. That many number of abortions happen in our country alone. Sins such as homosexual acts will be on the rise, or disorders such as transgender will show up and be accepted. Why are all these things just mentioned and prophesied in 1968 running rampant today? Because of bad shepherds. Because the shepherds have not done their job in warning you that they are sinful and wrong. We have not kept the wolves at bay, but only did what was comfortable so as not to offend. That is not a good shepherd. That is not a shepherd of the Lord. If you have committed any of these sins, turn back to the Lord in the sacrament of reconciliation. Go and sin no more like the woman caught in adultery, who became a great saint in Scripture. I come to warn you that your soul is in danger and that I don't want you to be lost. Pray for the bad shepherds that they may lead and protect like the good shepherd. Pray that good shepherds rise up. This is vocation week, where we think about, the vocations to the priesthood and religious life. That we need good holy shepherds to rise up and defend the truth, to drive out, the wolves protect the sheep, to lay down their lives for the sheep like Christ, who is the Good Shepherd. We live in difficult times, in morally difficult especially. This is the importance of the church, to hear the voice of the shepherd. And so pick up a catechism, an encyclical, when you're wondering about these things. Don't guess. Don't listen to society. Society gets it wrong. It tries to drown out the voice of the shepherd. The Lord gives us the church to remain safe in the boat in rough waters. And it is the Good Shepherd, Christ the Lord, who is guiding and steering that boat. That boat belongs to him. On that note, we pray for our Holy Father, that he may protect like St. Peter and be a good shepherd after the heart of the Lord, and to defend the truth, to ward off the enemies of the Lord, to drive away the wolves with the truth. Always remain in the church, who through Christ and the authority given to the Holy Father by our Lord, shepherds his flock. May we all be gathered in the heavenly kingdom, in the one sheepfold of heaven and its verdant pastures.